Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're into something a lot of SME owners are quietly worried about but haven't quite put into words.
The CRM question. You connect AI to your customer database and suddenly you're thinking, what exactly did I just hand over?
Exactly. The article is Customer Data and Consent, the Ethical Line When You Connect AI to Your CRM by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And the core argument is simple but worth sitting with.
Go on.
Your CRM is the most sensitive thing your business owns. Not your financials, not your supplier contracts. Your CRM. It holds names, phone numbers, payment history, and the personal notes your team has built up over years. Someone's divorce, a late family member's estate, all of it.
Which is fine when it's sitting in your database. The moment you plug AI into it, something shifts.
Right. You've given software the ability to read across all of that at once and act on it. And Brett is clear, that's not automatically wrong. AI genuinely augments your team here, drafting follow-ups, spotting customers who've gone quiet, summarizing a messy account history in seconds.
But the customer gave that data to you for a specific reason. They gave you your address so you could deliver tires, not so an AI vendor three steps removed could learn from it.
That's the key framing. This isn't about the technology, it's about staying inside the promise you already made when the customer handed you their details.
So, does every SME need to go back and get fresh consent from all their customers? Because that sounds like a nightmare.
Brett says no, not usually. Most businesses already have a privacy notice. If it says you use data to provide and improve our service and communicate with you, then using AI to draft a reply or flag an overdue account sits comfortably inside that.
But there's a line.
There is. What sits outside it is something the customer would be surprised by. Handing their records to a tool that trains a public model on them. Using their data for a purpose they never asked about.
And Brett has a very practical test for this.
The coffee test. Would the customer be annoyed or surprised if you explained this to their face? If yes, you need clearer consent or a different approach. If no, you're probably fine. But write down your reasoning so it's not just living in your head.
I like that. Now, the training question, because I hear this from owners all the time. Will my customer data end up training someone else's model?
It's the most common concern Brett mentions, and the honest answer is it depends entirely on what you've connected and what's in the contract.
Consumer AI tools, the ones you use free in a browser, your inputs can sometimes be used to improve the model. Fine for rewriting a newsletter, not fine for pasting in a customer's full account history.
The fix Brett gives is straightforward. Only connect business-grade tools where we do not train on your data is the default. Backed by the contract, not a setting you have to remember to switch off. You get it in writing before you connect anything.
And there's a principle around access, too, separate from the training question.
Least privilege. The AI should see the least it needs to do the job and nothing more. Brett uses the analogy of a new member of staff. You wouldn't hand a temp the master spreadsheet of every customer's bank details on day one.
So if the AI's job is drafting follow-up emails, it needs names, recent interactions, what the customer bought, it doesn't need their full payment history.
Brett talks about his property business EasyTrack here. The data a tool touches to chase a maintenance update is completely separate from the data behind a tenant's financial standing. Keeping those lanes apart isn't bureaucracy. It's what limits the damage if something goes wrong.
The blast radius stays small.
Exactly. And then there's the accountability line, which I think owners don't think about until it's too late.
Which is?
Automated decisions that significantly affect a person made without a human who is genuinely accountable. Brett's rule, AI can draft, suggest, sort, and summarize all day. The moment it's deciding, refusing someone credit, canceling an account, ranking who gets a refund, a named person in your business needs to own that call.
And the honesty piece. You don't have to announce AI is involved in routine work, but you cannot use it to deceive. No fake personal notes, no pretending a bot is a named team member.
Brett puts it plainly in the article. People forgive AI helping. They don't forgive being lied to.
So, what's the action this week? Because Brett does give you three specific things, none of which need an engineer.
Three things. Write a one-page note covering what customer data each AI tool can see, what it's allowed to do, and who signs off before anything reaches a customer. Check your privacy notice still matches reality and update it in plain English if it doesn't. And confirm in writing that every AI tool touching customer data does not train on it.
That's the whole discipline.
That's it. Not glamorous, not expensive, but it's the difference between AI that augments your business safely and AI that quietly puts your reputation at risk.
My one thing this week, write that one pager, because if I can't write it, I haven't actually thought through what I've connected.
And mine is the contract check. Get it in writing from every tool that it doesn't train on your customer data.
The full article is at anabu.ai, worth reading for the detail on privacy notices and how to scope access properly.
And if you'd like a second pair of eyes on how your customer data flows, where the consent line should sit, and what's safe to connect, Brett and the team offer a free AI audit. No jargon, just a clear look at your setup. Book it at anabu.ai. See you next time.